Hello, good evening. Is Dale Carroll there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yes, well, maybe you can help me. Thank you. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 61.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you very much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
No, that's it.
Yes. Would you call yourself...
Would you repeat the question?
Yes, I'm sorry. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
A strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list, so let me read them through and then we can match it to your top two. Now, the first one is gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting our democracy and freedom, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, or inflation and the economy?
Inflation and the economy.
Another one that you would like to choose?
There was one about reducing the size of government and something.
Okay. It was lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government and inflation and the economy.
Yeah, lowering the taxes and government.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve it?
Strongly.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights and or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one in the list is the NAACP.
20.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Donald Trump.
80.
Taylor Swift.
50.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
85.
The Democratic Party.
0.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Never heard of them.
That's fine. And Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement.
Okay.
The first one is, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Disagree.
And would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
The next one is, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
And is that a somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
The next one is, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Disagree.
Is that a somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Is that a somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
Agree.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly.
I just caught strongly. It
yes.
Got off.
Strongly. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you very much. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Agree.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so bear with me for a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. The first one is statement A, and is the following. Parents should have a direct say on education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B. Statement B is our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
Statement A.
And do you strongly agree with statement A or somewhat agree with statement A?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree it is being undermined or under threat, a 5 means you somewhat agree it is being undermined or under threat, and 0 means you do not think it is being undermined or under threat. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is freedom to protest the police and or government.
3.
Immigration to this country.
legal immigration or illegal?
It just says immigration to this country.
Let's say 6.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
7.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
2.
Police that treat everyone the same.
3.
The right to bear arms.
3.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
Okay. 7.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now we're around the corner to finish the survey. Just a couple more questions. The first one, now I would like to read you some statements some people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number, once again, between 0 and 10. The first statement is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
5. Get back on your mat.
The next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't step up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
5.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College graduate.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. And with this, it concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your kindness as well and your participation. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you.